many parents don't have cars where they can say, okay, I don't want my kids exposed to those ads, I'm going to drive their child to school. They don't have the luxury.
Chairwoman Grant says too many Buffalo youth use public transportation each day to travel to and from school. Grant says the ads send the wrong message about alcohol use to inner-city children and teens.
And to have them, I think, exposed to such a product, even though it's legal, but it's not legal for their age group, I think it's unfortunate.
A Coors Light beer ad is stretched across a Metrorail car. The NFTA says those ads are legal and similar to ones at the ballpark or football stadium like Ralph Wilson. But Grant disagrees.
But one, go to Ralph Wilson Stadium by choice. You make that decision, you're going to go. But if you ride the bus to, just say, our public high school here in the city of Buffalo, and it's your only mode of transportation, you don't ride that bus by choice, you ride it by necessity.
The campaign is conducted by Lamar Advertising. The NFTA Board of Commissioners recently discussed and reviewed the matter at a May 23rd meeting, and it won unanimous approval by the board. But Grant and lawmaker Timothy Hoags, who also represents the city of Buffalo, are co-sponsoring a resolution against those ads. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.